Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Folks, welcome back into our weekend kickoff edition of Sports Talk here at the Treasure Chest Casino this Thursday. Every Thursday, make sure you come and stop by, say hey to me and Mike D here till 7 p.m. That's when Thursday night football takes over. We're going to continue to break down Alabama versus LSU coming up on Saturday in Tuscaloosa. For that, we welcome in now to Drew DeArmond from ESPN in Alabama. Drew, appreciate the time, man. How you been doing?
I'm doing well, guys. How are y'all?
Doing great, Drew. Some of the luster's been taken off of this game. I know you and I talk about this morning, but you think about it, and I'm going to have to stop doing this because it's going to be harder and harder to find teams that play 10 straight years. But in the yearly college rivalry games over the last 10 years, LSU and Alabama has produced more NFL players than any other yearly rivalry game. And in 10 years, 165 players to the NFL. Man, we've seen some really good football players on that field when LSU plays Alabama.
Oh, we certainly have, Mike. I saw that post you had this morning, and before you came on, it really puts it into perspective the kind of talent that's been on the field since 2007 when Nick Saban came to Tuscaloosa, and then Les Miles did what he did, becoming the winningest coach in LSU history. And then, of course, we know Coach O had one of the best teams in college football history in 2019 and won a national championship. And it's just remarkable, the NFL talent that's come through both the programs. And for a while there, and that's why, I mean, let's be honest, there's no more BCS because of Alabama and LSU, because they were far and away the two best teams in the country in 2011. And so, but they've had some epic battles, no doubt. And certainly it's lost some luster with Brian Kelly being dismissed, but certainly – Alabama has a lot to play for. They're still in the thick of the playoff race. And I firmly believe Frank Wilson will have those guys ready to battle on Saturday.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, Drew. One of the bigger surprises is, because nobody had really seen him, he'd only start one game, is Ty Simpson. We see him at the Manning Passing Academy, and I ended the interview with him with, man, you remind me so much of watching Throw the Football, of Garrett Nussmeier. And he's having the season I think all of us thought Nussmeier would have. But that was a lot of question marks going into the season about Ty, because you really hadn't seen him, how he would handle these really tough situations in late game spots. And he's been magnificent when you think about throwing for over 2,200 yards, 20 touchdowns, one interception. Yeah, he got two really top flight receivers. Jeremy Bernard is going to end up being a first-round pick. Ryan Williams, you know, he's a stud player. Didn't have in the year that he had as a freshman. But, man, he's the straw that turns the drink there, and he's going to be in New York when they're going to make that announcement for the Heisman Trophy. He'll be one of the finalists.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. I mean, he certainly has been even better than I thought he could be. I mean, I had some expectations. I thought he had talent. Everything, all the intel that I had from the spring and fall was that he had taken every step forward that they had hoped, and certainly had handled everything with maturity. But until you see it out on the field, you have to have questions. And I think that's what a lot of people had. That's why he didn't get a ton of buzz in the offseason. And he'll be the first to admit it, that he wasn't ready 2 years ago, when I actually thought he had a chance to take the reins before Milroe beat him out. But again, that's just the way it goes in quarterback battles. And, you know, he kind of had to wait his turn like Mac Jones. And that was kind of what attracted him to Alabama, was Mac waiting his turn and becoming a really good player. And so that's what Ty's done. And he certainly has done a great job, especially from the neck up. And what you've seen out of Alabama offensively this year, it hasn't been a Picasso every game, but you've seen high-level quarterback play pretty much every game. Even Florida State was better than people think, because, you know, he had some drops in that game. It was his first start. There was some nerves, but I still thought for a first game he really played pretty good football. And ever since then, especially in late-game situations, second halves, when you're playing situational football, even when, like I said, it hasn't been pretty at times when they haven't been able to run it, he's been able to make plays with his legs sometimes. And he's certainly, to me, a top three guy, top four guy in the Heisman race. Certainly Reed and is at Texas A&M. Marshall Reed's done an excellent job, and he's going to be certainly going to be there. And then, of course, you know, QB at IU, he's been outstanding. And then, of course, we know Julian saying Alabama got to see him for about a week, but he's certainly a talented player. But Ty's done a great job. And then I've really enjoyed watching Jeremy Bernard, a guy that was a three-star player, you know, really wasn't heavily recruited. He goes to Michigan State with Peyton Thorne, ends up going and transferring to Washington. And then this year at Alabama, he just really blossomed. He reminds me so much of Deebo Samuel with his toughness, and then Alabama's creativity in getting him the ball. And I really think he, Josh Cuevas, and Parker Brailsford, those three guys from Washington, have really become a big part of the backbone of his team.
Yeah, Drew, he's sort of a bigger version of Deebo, because, you know, Debo's not a real tall guy. Jeremy's bigger, taller than what he is. He's not as filled out as what you see with Deebo today, but he's been such a big part of it. Defensively, this isn't one of the teams that you look out and said, man, they got a bunch of standout players on it. They get it done. Sometimes it's not in the prettiest manner, but this team is really run on how well they can put points up on the board on offense, and their defense has been solid, but it hasn't been what you would look at as a typical Alabama defense.
No, it hasn't. They've been opportunistic. They've been able to generate turnovers. Now, they got off to a slow start rushing the pass, so the pass rush has improved, because sometimes injuries open doors, and Quay Rousseau went down early, as you know, and he's still coming back from the foot injury. Should be back maybe by the Iron Bowl. We'll see. I know he's getting better, and no question about it. And then John Marion Latham suffered a neck injury in practice. He was a senior, kind of like he was somebody that, you know, was a program guy who had stuck it out, who had moved from defensive line with basically the bandit spot out to Wolf. And he wasn't a prototypical guy, but he was always in the right spot, kind of like Denzel Duvall, who's still on the staff at Alabama. And so I think, but what it opened the door was, is for Yanze Pierre. And Yanze had a breakout game against Tennessee. He had three sacks and forced a safety, and really has been playing really good football all year, the more snaps he's gotten. So it has allowed Alabama to kind of develop a complement to LT Overton. Overton's been solid. I wouldn't say he's been spectacular. But then I also think it's been interesting to watch the secondary develop, you know, because I really think when you look at Dejon Lee, I saw him in the spring, and I knew he was going to be big time. Now, he got kind of a rough indoctrination at Florida State, but it's been nothing but getting better every week since then. And he certainly has stepped in and played exceptional football, and I think he's headed for a freshman All-American year if he can finish this strong. And, you know, with him and Sabian Brown, they've become quite a duo at corner. And then I love Bray Hubbard. He does make mistakes, but he has a very short memory. And I think right now for me, the two linchpins of this defense, really three, because they got Tim Keenan back, but it's Tim Keenan up front with Overton. They've got to play well. And then I love Bray Hubbard. I love Dejon Lee. I love what they're doing. And then, they, you know, Yanze Pierre is going to have to get after Nussmeier, He's been, I know, banged up this year.
True, to think about it, a couple years back, this team had Julian Sayin, who was the starting quarterback at Ohio State, and that Caleb Downs guy, he's a pretty good player there too. Man, you lose that at critical positions, because really Caleb was a guy that he sort of controlled the secondary. And Julian, even Coach Saban said he was the dumb bunny that had him on the scout team. It's amazing in our commuter world kind of how it ended up being big for both Caleb and also Julian.
Oh, it did, no question. I mean, certainly Alabama would have liked Julian to stay, I'm sure, and compete. But Austin Mack was coming in from Washington. He hadn't really been recruited by Kalen DeBoer's staff. And, I think he'd been a national guy. And really, by the end of his senior year, Julian was the number one quarterback in the country. We've seen what Ryan Day's done at the QB spot. And certainly that job was going to be open. It was very attractive to him and his family. They decided to make that move. And then it's all worked out for the best, because Ty Simpson has grinded. He's certainly become a top-flight pro prospect in his own right. And don't forget, Mike, they also had a dude that redshirted, Eli Holstein, who did some good things at Pitt. Now, I know he's lost that job and probably going to move on to another school, but Holstein, for the last couple of years, has done some good things, for Pat Narduzzi, until LaFrosh took his job. But, yeah, they had a loaded quarterback room, no question about it, and certainly have recruited well there. And I think they're going to bring in another couple next year that – have a chance to be good. And the thing about this staff is interesting is they believe in bringing in two quarterbacks in a class, because they're planning on doing the same thing in 2027. They've already got Trent Seaborn from Thompson High School committed. And then a guy I know you know a lot about, you follow recruiting, Elijah Haven from Baton Rouge. He's going to be back in Tuscaloosa on Saturday watching this game. And I know he and his family, I think, a lot of Coach DeBoer and what they're doing right now.
And making a change in Coach DeBoer bringing in his old coordinator from Washington, how big of an impact that's made on this football team?
It's been huge. I love his creativity. And I do think what I like about them, they do a great job of situational football. In other words, if something's not working, they try other things. They figure it out. They don't just keep, pounding the nail, and running in place. Kind of like what we saw at Auburn, where I felt like Hugh Freeze never really kind of adapted and changed anything. We saw the great example of that in the South Carolina game. They weren't running the football very well. Jan Miller wasn't having a very good game. Daniel Hill had a nice game against Tennessee, kind of closing that one out. But he did a great job at receiver. But what they did was they went to, Debo, in other words. They decided, okay, we're going to get the ball to our best player, Jeremy Bernard, and we're going to do it in creative ways, whether it's end-arounds, reverses, or just put him at tailback. And they did that, and he was able to make some plays down the stretch to win that game in Columbia when they didn't have their best game. And then Ty Simpson, Alabama really, in going into that fourth quarter, had only had one good drive all game. But when they had to have a great drive, they did a great job, and he was able to, drive the guys down. And then that two-point play, that's another beautiful call by Ryan Grubb that they had in their bag. And I love his offensive creativity. To be honest with you, this is probably the most creative offensive staff that I've seen at Alabama since the great Homer Smith in 1989. And their stuff was more, a finesse. These guys are more physical than Homer's offense was. But again, in some cases, they don't have the talent yet that's ready at tailback. So they have to kind of get really creative and move guys around. And I've loved what they've done. And I think Daniel Hill getting healthier, he's going to be a big factor down the stretch as a receiver and runner for Alabama.
Drew, always appreciate the time. Thanks so much, man. And looking forward to this matchup on Saturday. You think it's going to be a tight one, or Bama runs away with this?
No, I don't think Alabama's going to run away with it. I have it a little bit above. I know the over-under's been just right under 50. I actually have it a little more than that, because I really think LSU is going to play one of their better games. I think offensively they're going to play better now that they've kind of been now that Brian Kelly's gone. I think it's going to give them a little juice and give the QB juice. And Garrett's had 2 weeks to get healthier. I've got 37-27 Alabama, but I think it's going to be a very competitive game, just like it usually always is when these two Goliaths collide.
Drew, don't have Jalen Milroe sneak into the game. We didn't see enough of that cat for 2 years. I told you this one, man, if he goes into the College Football Hall of Fame, which he will, I would just take nothing but the tape against LSU. They had enough highlights there that would get him in in two games back-to-back years.
No doubt. And Ty's got some mobility, but he's not going to run a 4.4 40, guys, and he's not 6'2", 230. So he's got a little bit of a different skill set than Jalen Milroe brought to the table.
Cheers, man. Thanks so much, Drew, and we'll talk to you more.
Thank you, Drew.
Thank you, guys. Really, it's been a pleasure.
Drew DeArmond, ESPN Alabama, joining us there, breaking down, man, Alabama versus LSU. And like you mentioned, it's like a little bit of shine's knocked off of this, but it's still – you know, those juices get flowing. You hear Tigers taking on the Tide.
Yeah, you know, for so many years, Doug Muto and I, we did post game.
Yeah,
and that was one of the big games at that time. CBS had the SEC games, and Doug and I did post game for all of those. Man, it must have been like a 12-13 year stretch of it, and we had fun in 2019, though. That was a good game. That was a great game to go on afterwards. But man, Alabama, you talk about dominance and what a big time coach Nick Saban. It was business when they played LSU. He took care of business big time.
Well, we're going to take care of some business when we get back, get into our Pick 6 segment, find out where the standings are and who we like this weekend. Keep it locked right here on WWL. Be back with more of Weekend Kickoff from the Treasure Chest Casino right after this, folks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What is up? Welcome back into Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino, folks. Want to let you all know, if you're in the Vachery area tomorrow, meet up with Saints.
Hey,
Legend.
I know how to get there. You want me to explain to you, Steve, how to get to Vachery?
I've never been.
What?
I know.
Oh.
So I'm going to have to go.
You're not going to get lost going to Vacherie's.
I got to meet up with Saints legend Deuce McAllister and Mike Hawes tomorrow. First American Bank and Trust, their headquarters. They'll be there for a special edition of Fans in the Pro, live from the Veterans and Military Family Month celebration. Come out, honor our nation's heroes with Deuce and Hawes in beautiful Vacherie, Louisiana at First American Bank and Trust. That's 2785 Louisiana 20, tomorrow 4 to 6 on WWL.
In downtown Vacherie, brother.
Downtown
Vacherie. And so they've been there a few times. Go see Deuce and Hoss, and Miss Rosie's going to be there. Miss Rosie DeLone. Maybe even DePaul might show up.
Well, guys, we're going to find out who showed up in our picks, although we pretty much made all the same ones this past week in our pick six
except
segment.
For one.
Charlie, how did things shake out for us, man? How are we doing right now?
Rough. Rough, not great. So like you had mentioned, guys, we all had the same picks, the three of us. The only pick we had different for the entire weekend was Bobby taking the Saints plus 14.5. So ultimately, the three of us ended with the 2-4 record, and Bobby ended up 1-5 this past weekend. So, I mean, guys, we knew it was going to be either really good or really bad. Unfortunately, it didn't go our direction. Tulane really got things off to a rough start with their performance at UT San Antonio. They were 5.5-point favorites, and they lost by like 20+. Vanderbilt, with the maybe the backdoor cover of our... Well, no, I guess I would go to the Eagles-Rams game, but one of the best backdoor covers of the year for us. We all picked Vandy plus 3.5. They ended up only losing by 3 in a crazy comeback attempt in Austin against Texas. Tennessee let us all down. That was a terrible game. What really surprised me the most, guys, was maybe the Colts game. The Colts at the Steelers. I know the Colts were -5, I think, in the turnover differential, and they still only lost by 6 points. Guys, it's almost impossible to predict turnovers and when they'll happen. So I think we just got unlucky there. We got the Rams right, and then we all got the Chiefs wrong, kind of continuing that trend of Buffalo beating Kansas City in the regular season. But we'll see what happens once we get to playoff time again, guys.
Yeah, it was El Stinko, as usual.
Not great.
It's just one of those deals. And I've told this to Bob. You continually picking these Saints. You'd have then lapped the field if you'd have picked the other side. But par for the course. Let's see if he does it again this week.
I will kind of spoil that for you guys and say yes. But we're going to start off with college football week 11, guys. We're going back to the well with Tulane. There's a couple good games in college football this weekend, but we will start with an AAC showdown, American Athletic Conference, Tulane at number 22, Memphis. This game's going to be on Friday, so once again, as always, we go chronological order. Friday night game at Memphis. Memphis 3.5-point favorites at home. Bobby's got Memphis -3.5, and the news that kind of popped up about Ryan Silverfield, the head coach of Memphis, taking the job at Arkansas, maybe second-guess this a little bit, but guys, I'll take Memphis here as well. Granted, I am like Ofer when picking Tulane this year, so this is a good thing for Green Wave fans. I'm backing the Tigers in this game.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with Memphis as well. The Green Wave have not looked good the past two games and really disappointing this past matchup. Although I should have listened to all those stats about, UTSA and the Alamo
at home.
Dome.
Right.
And the Alamo
home.
Dome, right. But yeah, I'm going to take Memphis and lay the points in this one. Sorry, John Sumrall.
Yeah. Coach Ryan, I get it. And that's all. He's always going to be in the swirl of the tornado because you winning, you're going to have your name linked to all kind of jobs. If it's Arkansas, you name it. And if all that's true, who knows? But my thing about it is you look at them and how they play, they're going to give Tulane a lot of problems on defense.
Yep.
And so that's why I'm going to go with Memphis here.
You just look at their numbers, guys. I mean, Memphis's offense is basically a perfect 50-50 split as far as throwing and running the football. And just how Tulane's defense was getting gashed by UTSA, and especially through the air as well. Like, we kind of anticipated that with that Robert Henry kid that they got over at UTSA, that maybe their run defense would get gashed. But it was really their pass defense that looked rough in that matchup against the Roadrunners. So I'm right there with y'all. This is a clean sweep for Memphis. So go Green Wave and keep us on the losing ways here, guys. Up next, we got a top 10 battle between the two best teams in the Big 12, number 8 BYU on the road at number 9 Texas Tech. Texas Tech 10.5-point favorites at home, guys. The Red Raiders have been good to me. I remember we picked that game against them in Utah. So I'll go back to the well here. Texas Tech, they got a great defensive line, good quarterback play. I know BYU's been one of those upstart teams. Everyone was anticipating them to lose a couple weekends back at Iowa State. They end up winning that game by 2 touchdowns. They just keep on rolling. But I'm going to kind of call my shot here and say that it ends at Texas Tech in Lubbock, and the Red Raiders get a statement victory.
Guys, I like BYU in this matchup. I feel like it's a huge disrespect at 10.5 points in this matchup for them. I'll take the points. I don't expect Texas Tech to lose at home, but I think it's going to be a lot closer than 10.5. So give me the points in this matchup.
I'm with you, Steve. I think Texas Tech wins this game, but I'm going to take that, you know, what you got?
10.5?
10.5? No, I thought that was more of a 9.5. But okay, I'll go with that 10.5. I'll take that. And I do think Texas Tech wins this game. But, man, that's a lot of points. I understand playing at home. And, man, BYU's got an unusual guy playing quarterback for them.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, a real unusual cat. But, man.
I was just surprised that big of a number for an undefeated BYU team.
Only because, you know what, Texas Tech has looked so impressive
right.
on offense that a lot of people say, man, they the real McCoy. And think about 11 transfer portal guys on defense. All 11 starters did not start at Texas Tech. Huh. They started somewhere else. Man, I'm so impressed with what Coach Joey's done there. But I got to take all those points.
So you're asking about a 9.5-point spread. That's what we got coming up here, Mike. LSU at number 4, Alabama. This line has moved a little bit, guys. It started at over 10 points. I think it was upwards of even 11.5 last I had checked. Now it's all the way down to 9.5. So a lot of money coming in on LSU in this game. The Tigers, under obviously interim head coach Frank Wilson, he's been talking a lot this week about playing your best football when it matters most in a real tough environment out in Tuscaloosa at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Bobby's got Alabama covering the 9.5. You know, listening to Drew Darmon and y'all's recent interview with him just now, I kind of agree with his score prediction. I think this is a 10-plus point game for Alabama covering the 9.5-point spread at home.
Yeah, if that had been 11, but, man, I'm going to take Bama here in that 9.5, and I'll spot it.
Guys, go Tigers. I'm going to roll with LSU getting that 9.5. I've always figured that you know, Tigers versus Tide are close games, and hoping to get a little bit of inspiration from what happened this past week and a half with LSU. They were on the bye, and now direct some of that energy towards Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Give me that 9.5. I'll be the only one rolling with the Tigers this week.
Man, my deal is they wasn't close last year. They're still running. If we were playing flag football, they wouldn't have grabbed the flag off of them. No, I just think Alabama, just because you have a coaching change, and I think LSU will play hard
sure.
against Alabama, but can you run the ball?
I don't know.
and man, you going up against Ty and two receivers, like, you haven't played. Those two guys are the best duo of receivers LSU will play all season long. I agree with Drew. I think it's going to be like that 10-11-point spread between right. the two of them. That's why I'll go with Alabama.
Charlie, where was Bobby going with BYU Tech?
He went with Tech, so it's a split there. Bobby and I both have Texas Tech. Mike and Steve have BYU plus 10.5. So a split there, a sweep for Memphis, and then 3-1 with Alabama LSU. So we have a little bit of everything in the college slate this weekend.
All right, that was a look at our college picks for pick 6. When we get back, we'll get into NFL action. Stay tuned, folks, right after this on WWL Weekend Kickoff at Treasure Chest.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Weekend kickoff rolling on here at the Treasure Chest Casino. We're in our pick six segment. We just did our selections for the college slate. Now going to get into NFL action. Only winners, Charlie. What we got this weekend?
So, guys, we're going to start off with an NFC South game. Before we get to the actual NFC South matchup, the Buccaneers are off a bye week, and they're hosting the New England Patriots. Buccaneers are 2.5-point favorites at home. Guys, there's been that trend that's popped up of all these teams coming off a bye against teams that aren't off a bye winning games. So this really scares me to take the Patriots, but I'm going to do so because I have full faith in Drake May. They're undefeated on the road this year. And like the Buccaneers, there's a couple players I'm not sure are going to be playing this weekend. Bobby's also got the Patriots in this game. And now you guys can take the Buccaneers and I'll lose and you can gain a game on me.
I am going with the Buccaneers, Charlie. I just like Tampa at home. They're the team that seems to find a way to get things done at the end. And in Baker Mayfield, I trust. No matter who's been healthy around him, he still managed to get the job done. So I'll take the Bucs, given the 2.5 here.
I'll go Bucs too. Eventually that train for the Patriots. And, man, listen, I'm a big believer in Drake May, but I think it may stop every once in a while.
Yes,
and this,
indeed.
I think this is maybe the game. You're playing on the road, so I'm going to go with Tampa Bay.
This is a real big litmus test for this Patriots team, guys. They've been beaten up on lesser competition, and for the first time in a while, it feels like they're playing a legitimate team in the Buccaneers. You know, I hate taking them, but I'm just putting my faith into Drake May. Come through for me, bud. Up next, guys, we got the NFC South battle between the Saints at the Panthers. Panthers 5.5-point favorites at home. So Bobby, of course, is taking the Saints. That stat that Schlereth gave Mike when we were interviewing him on Tuesday about how like 9 of the 11 wins that Bryce Young has gotten in his career have come within the final drive of the game. That makes me think that the Saints could probably cover a 5.5-point spread. But something tells me this is like a 6 or 7-point game. I really hate the number. I think Vegas is on the money with this one. I'll take the Panthers to slightly cover.
Panthers.
Yeah, sadly, guys, I'm piling on here. I'm rolling with you guys. Keep pounding on the Panthers. I just don't trust anything about this Saints offense right now.
Okay, tell me one thing they do good on offense.
Nothing. And the biggest thing is, Mike, they can't run the ball at all, and they're not trying to run the ball at all.
And what they can't do on defense, stop the run.
And the opening drives, the opening first quarter has still been horrid for this team.
Okay, and if you were playing, okay, the game plan against the Saints is not going to be that complicated. Rico Dotto, hey, Rico.
Heavy dose of Rico, right.
And then we'll give you a rest, and we'll let Chuba Hubbard carry it for a little while. And then every once in a while, we'll let Bryce throw the ball to the big guy. We'll let him throw it to McMillan.
Good luck covering Tet, right.
You don't have a 6'5" cornerback out there. The ball ain't got to be perfect when you're that tall. You know, just throw it up. Tess is going to go get it. No, I just think it's a bad spot here for the Saints, and they aren't doing one thing on offense that really excites you at all. And
I do agree with Charlie, though, the fact that the 5.5 is an ugly number for this game. Although Vegas has probably got it right dead on. Like you said, it's in that 6-7 range. I don't like
this
matchup
here.
I
thought this would be higher.
Yeah, huh?
I really thought it would be more of a 6.5-point game, to be honest with you.
So we're all going Panthers. Bobby's the only one with the Saints.
Bobby's the one with the Saints. And I think, you know, there is an argument to be made that this could be a not even necessarily a backdoor cover type of game, but just a closer game than maybe Vegas is anticipating. But 5.5, like I said, guys, it's just a – it's a nasty number. I think this could be like a 6 or 7 point game by the time it's all said and done. Wrapping up, we got a really, really fun NFC matchup on Monday Night Football. The Philadelphia Eagles travel to face the Green Bay Packers. Packers 2.5-point favorites, guys. You know, I go right back to what I had just mentioned about teams coming off a bye versus teams that are not coming off a bye. And I'm betting against it twice because, you know, I'm not doing very well at this and I'm trying to get back into the business. Bobby's got the Packers -2.5. I got the Packers -2.5. The Eagles are coming off a bye, but we're both kind of believing in the bounce back spot for Green Bay here.
It's tough to go against the Packers and thinking they're going to lose back-to-back weeks at home.
Right.
But man, oh man, Philadelphia, I see A.J. Brown's at practice. Saquon Barkley's practicing. Give me the Eagles getting the 2.5 on the road coming off the bye week.
You know what the Panthers showed? The Packers can't stop their run. What do the Eagles do best? Run the football, right?
Run, Saquon, run.
Run, run, run. I'm going with the Eagles.
I just hope that OC just goes away from it, in all honesty. He's been the one that's holding them back all year, that and the groin issue with Saquon. But I don't know, guys. It just feels like the Packers, they play down and up to their competition. So, you know, there are two losses on the season against the Carolina Panthers, the Cleveland Browns, which is just unexplainable. And then, you know, they've looked pretty solid outside of that. They've had some defensive struggles at times as well, which scares me a little bit. But, you know, I feel decent about the Packers at home in this game. I know it's going to be a fun Monday Night Football matchup.
Yeah, go Pack, go. They've been struggling. You know, you think they'd be able to put up more points against this Panthers team this past weekend. I was shocked to see Jordan Love basically stymied by the Panthers.
Run the ball more. I mean, you have Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, that made no sense.
OCs outsmart themselves. You guys know that.
The other thing, too, is, man, with the Eagles, you wonder a little bit about, you know, that mindset here. You know, is everything going to be straightened out in that two-week set offensively?
Yeah, right.
I don't know. But, you know, the Packers, they're the ultimate play with their food team. Ultimate.
Like I said, it is scary to think about them, though, being back at home again this week. Could they really have another unsavory stinker in Lambeau Field?
They could. And that's the type team that could do it for them.
Right, exactly.
Because, man, last week sort of set the shock waves. They weren't playing the run well at all. And they were sort of targeting out a little bit, you know, where Michael was. Okay, we know you want to rush the quarterback. We're going to run the ball. We're going to run it.
Well, that's our pick six segment. Charlie, give us a wrap real quick on everything.
So recapping, we already recapped the college picks. I'll recap the NFL picks real quick. We got a split with the Patriots-Bucks games. Bobby and I are both going with the Pats. Mike and Steve are going with the Buccaneers, -2.5. The three of us are taking the Panthers, -5.5. Bobby's going with the Saints, +5.5. And then we got another split where Bobby and I are taking the Packers, -2.5. And Mike and Steve taking the Eagles, +2.5 on Monday Night Football, guys.
All right, gentlemen. Good luck to everybody. Taking a break here on Sports Talk Weekend Kickoff Edition. Coming back with more as we wrap things up for the Treasure Chest Casino right after this on WWL. Wrapping up here our Thursday edition of Weekend Kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino. We're going to get too much into it, Mike, but congrats to the Pelicans on a two-game win streak now after that rough start to the season. Hopefully can keep that positivity alive.
I hope so.
The two youngins definitely seem like they are hits for this team. Fears and Derek Queen.
They can play, no question about it. You know, we talked about in the front of the show a lot of swirl of the tornado around Memphis head coach Ryan Silverfield. Yep.
And we talked about the fact that, you know, somebody faked Ross Dellinger's account and kind of confirmed that, but it wasn't Ross's account. So, Ross, sorry about that. But yeah, somebody did fake his account deal on there that to kind of combat that story. But there's no question, Silverfield is a guy that, you know, he's hearing all that noise, so is the Memphis team, but Ross Dellinger did not confirm that. It was a fake Ross Dellinger account.
It's crazy how people have time to, I guess, create these fake accounts.
And, you know, and so that's the world we live in, Steve.
Yes,
the
indeed.
The world we live in.
Looking at game tonight, Mike, with the Thursday night football action, the Denver Broncos taking on the Las Vegas Raiders. You know, a lot of things have been positive. Sean Payton, we know what he's building there in Denver right now. You think the Raiders can make this competitive since it is a divisional showing?
I think they make it close, but I like the Broncos.
Yeah, right.
Even despite the fact the Broncos haven't played real well. Now, in the fourth quarter they have, but, man, they like a team that's like sleepy by, and then they wake up when the fourth quarter hits.
Coming up next from Denver, folks, right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app, Thursday Night Football, Broncos and Raiders. For Luke Augusta, Mike Dettillier, Charlie Long, I'm Steve Geller. Have a great night, everybody. Be back next week here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Who dat?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.